And now, on PJ and Jim, time for your weekly COVID update with Tara Duggan.
Yes, it is. Time to get Tara's take on the... I don't even know what to call this anymore. Are we officially calling this good news? Or is it just news that you may not have noticed about or something?
And in this case, things maybe that you hadn't considered before that maybe you need to consider.
Right. Now, I've already...
start to return to normality.
I've already given PJ the heads up, so don't let him down. He's already very excited when I told him that you were going to be talking about dogs.
Well, this is an ensemble cast. I know absolutely diddly squat about dogs. I'm very much out of my comfort zone here, so I shall be relying on my learned friend.
Well, we all do.
I know.
I mean,
well,
he literally is. He is our rock. He is the rock upon which this show is built.
Wow, my God.
He is the fountain of knowledge.
Yes.
Across all things.
Many people will perish on this rock, I think.
But this is really serious. There has been, in recent weeks, a lot of concern about dogs that the pet and animal charities are reporting an awful lot of people when we went into lockdown. What will we do? Let's get a dog.
Right, okay.
Egypt,
I know, complete Egypt. But look, a lot of people have done it, so let's not condemn them. And for many people, they're going to be, maybe it was something they were considering doing anyway. But like the Blue Cross, the Irish Blue Cross, which is one of the most recognised animal charities here, they're basically saying that COVID-19, the pandemic, has replaced Christmas as the time when people were getting a new pet.
What?
And that's a direct quote from the charity. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know this.
So, like, people were bored and decided to get an animal.
People thought it would be a great idea to get an animal because, we've nothing else to do. Forgetting that there's no normality now to set for a dog's life.
Mm. Yeah.
As the world goes back to normal, now the dog is being left in the...
Wondering, what happened there?
May I throw in my theory on this? That they were so terrified that they'd actually have to talk to the wife. You know?
So you're saying men in particular decided, I need a reason for a walk.
I need a reason for a walk.
Multiple walks a day.
15 walks a day. And then, sure, when you've run out of everything to talk about with the wife, sure, you can talk about the dog.
Yeah. So wives were turning around going, right, well, if you want a pet, do you want to get a goldfish or a hamster? No. Can't walk a goldfish or a hamster.
Yeah, can't take them out. Well, you can, but you look mental. You look hamster on a lead, you look absolutely out of your mind.
Yeah, you look way worse with a fish, man.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Putting a fish behind you on a skateboard is even worse.
Right, yeah. So this is far from good news. This is actually serious.
No, it's concerning. Well, what it is concerning. I mean, the Blue Cross are saying that they would have received a telephone call every 6 minutes on average to their helpline. Now they're getting a call every 3 minutes. That's 20 calls an hour, 220 calls a day.
Jeepers.
From people who've gone ahead and done this, gotten a dog, and now kind of going, what do I do with the dog? And they're also then, of course, getting voicemails on top of that and people emailing them and getting in touch with them on their social media channels. So it's actually a really big concern. And Dogs Trust also very concerned about this. They're issuing advice now for people because obviously an awful lot of people have already gone back to work in the last couple of weeks. More are going back next Monday.
Right.
Then we'll have a steady flow of people. So they're kind of going, look.
So it's all these people who suddenly realise now that I don't have as much time as I do have, What am I going to do with the dog?
Yeah,
well, oh my God.
The thing is, you have a dog, it's been surrounded with people, it's never been left on its own.
Yeah.
And now you're going back to work, the kids are getting ready to go back to school, or they're going out and everybody's
they're socialising more or whatever.
Now all of a sudden you have a dog left on its own for the first time ever, gets a bout of separation anxiety and decides to eat everything that you've ever owned in his life. So.
Or in Trina Mara's case, poo on your dining room table.
Yeah, less of a problem actually. but yeah. So, and separation anxiety is extremely hard to train away. It takes an awful, awful lot of work.
So, what have the Blue Cross and Dogs Trust and all them said? Like, have they given advice or?
They have. And what they're saying is that if you're about to go back to work and if your family situation is going to be changing, whereby there've been people all around all day every day, and that's going to change in the next couple of weeks, to basically start now. Training the dog. If you haven't done it already, start now. Get the dog used to being on their own. Have the dog. Whether you have the dog out in the garden, if you have a garden during the day, make sure that obviously there's shelter and water for the dog from the sun and from the rain and from the heat. But if the dog's in the house, there are certain practical steps that they're advising that you do. Some of them seem, for a non-dog owner, maybe a little odd, but they're talking about starting by practicing for separation gradually and slowly building up your dog's tolerance. One method that they're suggesting is a set of baby gates. A baby gate, so that the dog stays in one room. It can still see you. It knows that you're not completely gone, gone, gone.
Right.
But it can't get to you. And so it has to kind of learn to soothe itself like you do with a baby. When you're trying to teach a baby to go to sleep at
night. That actually sounds like a good idea.
It is, yeah. It's a tedious process, but it is. Yeah. And then you have to work on just closing the door and they know you're behind the closed door and they can't see you. And then you have to go out, walk around the block for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you got to build that up to a half an hour. And then you got to build it up to an hour.
So this is a proper process.
It's proper a real process. They are suggesting that exactly what PJ's just said. Leave the dog for really short periods, like 1 minute. So when you got when you've gotten them used to being not quite in the same room as you with the separation of a staircase, then go out, leave the house or leave the room and close the door and go for 1 minute and then come back. Yeah. And then bring it up to 3 minutes and 5 minutes.
Sorry, I just have this vision of dogs there in the room going... Yeah, are you still there? Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the other. Okay.
But that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Are you there now?
But that's exactly what happens.
And yeah, I'm still here.
And that's why this process is hard on the neighbours as well. Because as soon as you're gone, the dog is Jim, you have to forget me. Here.
Oh my
and
God!
It goes, and it's a hard process on everybody. Yeah. And then when he goes, here. Oh, thank God he left me his shoes to eat.
Yeah.
I've eaten the shoes now. Oh, I know. I'll start in the couch.
Yeah, that's actually very clever. I know what I'll do. If I eat shoes, right, he won't be able to get out. He won't go for a walk. He's got no shoes.
And if I take a slash on his feet, then he'll be mad to go out for a walk with me.
So I assume the websites of these places, the Blue Cross and Dogs Trust, are good places to get tips on how you start this process.
Absolutely. And just very quickly, one or two of the others is leave a food releasing toy so that they'll eat the food rather than the couch.
They're great,
An old item of clothing smells of you.
They are great. Unless you get the one PJ did, which makes a noise that frightened his dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you remember that? That's safe.
It's like firing bullets.
I had to get rid of it. If it was in the house, the dog started trembling and went into a maniac fit.
And what's the one about the smell?
Leave a t-shirt or something that has your smell on it in the dog's bed. Right. So that they don't actually feel completely on their own when you're gone. Say the same phrase every time when you're leaving. Whether it's now, you be a good boy and stay there till mommy comes home.
Right.
So that they know and they associate that with the fact that you're going and that you will come back.
Right. They all sound really... That's very good stuff.
And a bit of music as well so they hear human voices.
Absolutely. Right. Leave the telly or something on in the background or the radio. Leave the radio on.
Absolutely.
And Bob Marley is... remember we did that story.
That's right. Dogs like reggae.
Dogs love reggae. Yeah.
Dogs are big into their reggae. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Bob Marley on classic.
My own has gone away. It's no problem. Just chill, man. He'll be back soon. He'll be back.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Be happy.